Blog Talk Radio.
To welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book called Angels of Faith is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has been keeping them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past, truly live in the only moment that we all have available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and absolute magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives, see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and the destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse. They have a funny sense of humor, and they're extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss and joy, balance, and peace in their lives. And just like my posse of angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for free angel advice. Call the show. That call-in number is 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number for free angel guidance and advice is 646-716-6794. But before we take those calls, let me once again say hello to everyone and welcome. Thank you so much for listening in. You know, listeners, instead of broadcasting live in my usual L.A. office, I'm in the magnificent fall countryside of Charlottesville, Virginia. I'm on my last day of a beautiful visit with my parents on their farm, you know, with the cool and crisp fall weather, the reds and the golds and the oranges of the leaves are blazing through the countryside. And certainly when I look at this, it's an indication of God's handiwork as a master portraitist, as a master artist. Once again, whether you are listening in by the computer or by phone, perhaps you're listening to these archive shows on the Blog Talk Radio site, and perhaps you've downloaded the show for free from iTunes. Now, just a reminder, while the weekly programs provide information from the Posse of Angels, general areas that we all could use to live our lives from a more conscious, awakened awareness, we are all special and unique with individual concerns. I would absolutely adore to give you an individual reading which is focused on your direct concerns on how to gain empowerment and peace, joy, balance, self-love, and clarity on your life from a higher perspective. So please call me, Candy Hoff, on 831-277-3716. Again, that number for myself, Candy Hoff, and Angel Healing House is 831-277-3716. Or you can email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E.com. The Posse of Angels and I look forward to helping you receive individual insights for your beautiful life. I see that we have several callers holding for that free angel advice. 720, you will be first, so please do hold on. And if you are a regular listener, you know that I like to take about 15 minutes or so to talk about our topic of the day before we get started with those phone calls. And our topic for today is called, You Are Already Spiritual. You know, listeners, the theme for this program was prompted by two people that I encountered last week. One of them was a caller into my radio program, and they asked how they could be more spiritual. Well, you know, the Posse of Angels finds this question of how one can be more spiritual, they find it very amusing, as we already are spiritual beings having a human experience. And we don't have to do anything to be more spiritual. In fact, it would benefit all of us, instead of doing spiritual things, to just allow ourselves to be and accept that we already are spiritual. The Posse of Angels wish to emphasize that each and every one of us is a special and unique energy of God's source. And at the very core essence of who we are all the same. Doesn't matter where we come from. Doesn't matter what the outside is. It doesn't even matter what our choices have been. No matter who we are and what we may have done, again, or the choices that we've made, we all are love. The reason this is so is because each of us is a child of God and protected, guided, provided for, and cherished under His, God's providence. The more we allow this knowing of just how divine we are to radiate from us, of course not in a superior or a loftier way, that we are in any way better than others, the more we own and embrace that we are all children of God, then our lives will be a direct reflection of this radiance and deep knowing within. And the Posse of Angels wants to throw the question back to you, dear listeners, and they are asking you, what does being spiritual mean to you? Do things like having an encyclopedic knowledge of crystals and their healing properties, or knowing the names of all of the archangels, do these things make us more spiritual? Do attending workshops, reading New Age books, or perhaps getting certification from spiritual courses, do these things make us more enlightened? You know, when it comes to people investing their time and their money into, in quotes, being more spiritual, I often reflect on the fact that Jesus, Moses, and Buddha did not attend any spiritual courses, nor did they have certification that attested to the fact that they obtained spirituality. Doing all of these things alone led to each one of us living a spiritual life, we would certainly be living in a much different world by now. It reminds me of the year 2005, when I worked part-time in a New Age shop in Queensland, Australia. Unbeknownst to all of those who were interviewed for the selling position, our boss, and I'll call him Harry because I don't use people's real names, so let's call this boss Harry. During the interview for working in this beautiful New Age shop, Harry upturned a bag of crystals onto the table and quizzed each prospective girl, his prospective employee, to see how many of the crystals we could identify and their characteristics and healing properties. Having been a healing practitioner, working with crystals for several years, I was able to identify all the crystals and all of their healing properties. Well, Harry was certainly very impressed with my knowledge, but he was most impressed part of my resume that said that I had been the number one seller when I worked as a fashion coordinator at the designer store Esprit for 2 years. With it being a new store, this New Age shop, Harry set up a meeting to teach the 5 chosen shop girls, which I was one, how best to sell. He said the first thing that we should do when we arrived at the store was to go in the back room and survey what we were overstocked with, and then remember to push those items on the customers. Well, having been a top seller in the designer store of Esprit and knowing how I got that position, I put my hand up and I said to Harry, well, I said, excuse me, but wouldn't it be better to be of service to the customers and find out how we can best serve their needs without pushing things on them just because we ordered too much? Harry's eyes were unemotional. They were cold and lifeless as he completely ignored my idea of being of service and said, like I said, you get here early in the morning and push on the customers whatever we have too much of in the back room. Obviously, just because the virtual store did not instantly translate to him putting being of service to others as a top priority over his bottom line. You know, with my clairvoyant abilities, many times customers would enter into the store. They would walk past me, and I would pick up on what was concerning them. Many times as I stood in front of the book section, I would grab a book intuitively off the shelf and say, may I suggest this book? It may be of some interest for you. And so many times the customers would say, how did you know that this was the subject that I was thinking about? I would tell them about my healing practice and many book sessions with me. I remember one time it was late in the afternoon, and a sole customer, a lady, entered the store. As she walked past me, the angels whispered the word cancer as she went to look at the book, and I asked her if she needed any help. And she said that she didn't know why she had walked into the store, but she felt drawn to come in. I handed her the book, You Can Heal Your Life, by Louise Hay, and she began to cry. Getting her a glass of water and some tissues, suddenly the posse of angels started to give me beautiful, positing, uplifting, and loving messages to pass along to this weary and frightened woman who was nursing her beloved husband through cancer. She felt so comfortable in my angelic energies that she poured out her heart and she unburdened herself to me. After our talk, she said that she felt like a weight of the world had been lifted from her shoulders, and she kept hugging me profusely for my care and concern. Walking her to the door of the shop, I turned around and I saw that my boss, Harry, had been watching the whole entire time. He shook his head and said to me, go and dust the shelves. You spend too much time with the customers. You know, listeners, it was this kind of care and love, compassion and concern and being of service to the customers that saw hundreds of people stop in just to say hello to me. And more than not, when they were in the store, they would buy something. When I left that job, the Posse of Angels said that all the good energies had disappeared, and a month later, the store closed down. Here was someone who owned a New Age shop and was extremely well-versed in all the spiritual contents of his store, but was not spiritual at all, as he did not translate any of his spiritual knowledge into how to allow his divine eternal spiritual nature to reflect from him and love and care for people and to truly be of service to others. Our divine eternal spiritual nature is one that reflects the qualities inherent into us as children of God. And in order to live and radiate our divine eternal nature, it truly has nothing to do with anything external. Our true spirituality has to do with mastering ourselves. But what does it mean to master oneself and fully embrace and live one's spirituality? Well, before we go on to discuss this, let's go to the phone lines and take some of those phone calls. 720, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, Candy. This is Ibatar. What a beautiful story.
That's exactly how it happened. And this gentleman, I shall call him Harry, he was so well-versed. We had so many beautiful spiritual things, not just the books, but all of the beautiful crystals. We had the feng shui section, and we had everything in that store that one could use for their external life to remind them of their spirituality within. But all he cared about was the bottom line.
Yeah, you asked a question about spirituality and what does it mean to, you know, spirituality means to me is my connection to all that is.
Yeah.
That's what spirituality means to me.
Yeah, and, you know, and how with every, I bring it down to that connection, the same as you, Ibatar, with every thought that I have, with every word I speak, and every feeling in my heart. I preface it in that breath by saying, would the angels think of that? Would the angels, you know, say that? Would the angels hold that feeling in their heart? And if it's not of God and the angels, I don't hold on to that. So it's anyone can do this. People say, well, you know, doesn't that take a lot of work? Like anything, it's a practice.
And I
know that you do this, Ibatar, because you're such a beautiful light for the earth, and you're so angelically connected that after a while it just becomes as easy as breathing.
Yes, and I would just like to know whatever they have to say to me, because I've been having some really unique experiences in the last couple of days, and I've been having a lot of information that's being channeled. I think I have some angels around me that haven't been around me in the past, and I think they're supporting me.
The posse of angels is not... Yeah, go on.
Yeah, I think they're supporting me and really trying to get clear and focused on what I'm supposed to be doing and how I'm supposed to continue to support, you know, the planet and humanity.
Yeah. Well, they're telling me very succinctly that since the lunar eclipse, on Friday, which was a lunar eclipse, what it does is it reveals a lot of things, which it's the right timing for them to be revealed. So it's almost as if to where you're heading, they're saying, and what's going to be opening up for you, these extra angels have been given to you for support of that. And they're going, you're too smart by half. You that's what you've picked up. You've picked up the extra help because this lunar eclipse is going to be revealing how you're going to step forward. It's a very important time.
How long does that energy last? what do you mean we have it? Does it depend on several things?
It depends on other things, other people, and other you know, things falling into place. But it's almost as if these angels have been put there as support for what's opening up for you.
Okay.
They're saying that this week in particular is like a linchpin week. As we get more towards the end of the week, very tangible things are going to start to open up for people. And that lunar eclipse was very important to reveal those things. Just going to the cards now and seeing just a general reading for what comes through for Ibitar today. Let's have a look. The first card that's come up for you is the Ten of Pentacles. The best, well, I call it the best money card in the pack. There's something that you have been working towards or asking assistance with, and more will be revealed how you are going to be utilized in this area and also remunerated monetarily for your contribution in what's coming. You've spoken about before about putting something into action, haven't you?
Yes, several things. Yeah, I really constantly don't have no idea what that is at the moment.
Well, they're saying that many of us have been put in this area where I don't care how clairvoyant you are, and I don't care how intuitive you are. It's been blocked from us to know what's going to happen. And now the posse of angels are telling me, and I can hear them very clearly, this has been blocked because each one of us must know that we have done our best up until now. We've written the books. We've started the practices, cleared and cleansed ourselves. We've forgiven. Mm-hmm. There's no judgment. There's only taking responsibility for our lives. And we needed to do this. And then they will show us how best God and the angels want us to utilize that. And they're keeping it, it's like they're keeping it a secret. But we will know. We will know in that instant when it's presented to us to open that door and walk through it. So don't worry. This is for Ibitar. This is for me. This is for everybody else out there. Don't worry. We are so quick to pick up synchronicities. We are so good about staying in the present moment. We will not miss that sign, how God and the angels want to co-create with us to step forward, because a lot of what we've done has been taken away from us. You know? It's like the faucet has been turned off. For instance, for years and years, my healing practice was one-on-one, okay? Mm-hmm. Because God and the angels want me to go out and be more international, they had me start my international radio program 2 years ago. They got me to be more global, more worldwide, and as such, I've been able to help people in other countries. They've gotten me to send out my international newsletter. And so they want me to be more in the public eye. So now they're going to send me something, whether it's syndicated, my radio show, or a TV host job or something. You know, my husband and I have written screenplays, you know, making movies to go out to a wider audience. We are the teachers of the planet, and it's not that it's going to do anybody a disservice if it's one-on-one anymore, but we have all been stepped up to be the teachers of the planet. The second card for you is the Four of Wands, which is the celebration card. Get ready for a celebration, Ibitar, because what you have done in the past is going to be translated into some kind of celebration. And this is going to come through as a job opportunity. This is going to come through as more money coming through to help you with your projects and those ideas of yours. And the next one, isn't this a beautiful reading? The Nine of Pentacles, where the Nine of Pentacles comes in when you have this feeling of richness and prosperity and abundance about you. So you are in an absolutely beautiful space at the moment, they want you to know. And they want you to know those doors of opportunities, which are going to be the fulfillment of your desires, are going to open up. But they are saying, expect the best and don't have expectations, because it could come in a way that's absolutely 180 degrees different from what you thought it's going to come in as.
Yes,
and it's going to be much better.
Yeah, I don't have the outcome. I just released any trying to have any control over the outcome. Just like you said, Candy, I'll know, and I'm not trying to control anything. I'm just so free and so open.
Yeah, this is
this is
quite a reading, and it's quite a pivotal week for all of us. A lot of us that have been praying for the extra abundance that we need, whether that comes in the actual money itself or connections or opportunities to foster our projects of love and the messages of unity and acceptance and peace on the earth, those things are going to open up for us to action more of our projects and get them out to a wider audience. It's a very, very exciting time as we head on in to the end of October and into November as well.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much, Candy.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Take that beautiful reading, and you go out and have an enormously blessed and just radiant day.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Avatar. I'm sending you lots of love. Take care.
Yeah, I'm sending you lots of love, too. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my gosh, that was such a beautiful reading for Avatar. And, yeah, she's done all the work, as many of us have, cleared and cleansed, forgiven, no judgment anymore, and taken responsibility for our lives. And we've set the foundation, and now we're waiting on the hand of God to come and show us how we need to step forward and take those messages of, as I said, love, peace, acceptance, and unity. And whether that's the books we've written or, as I said, the radio programs or, you know, it could be in our alliance with different community projects or things or helping people, the fulfillment of those wishes are going to start, and we're going to start to see very tangible results of those coming in. So it's a very exciting time for us. Let's go to our next phone caller, Kate. Kate is on the line. Hello, Kate.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Pretty good.
What's heaven happening in your life?
Well, before I ask you about me, I wanted to ask you if you could find a missing cat.
If I can help you find a missing cat.
It's just...
Okay. Okay. Let me see. I am not in my usual office, but I'm going to go with you. I'm just going to grab my pendulum, which is halfway. You know, when you transmute your show from another place, you have all these bits and pieces that you don't usually have in your. I'm looking for my pendulum, and I know it's here somewhere, and it's right here. Okay, all right. So let me see. Here. So tell us about the cat. What's the cat's name?
Chester.
Chester. And when did the cat go missing?
Saturday night. She left Saturday morning to go to Florida, and her roommate and my husband were supposed to watch the cat. Well, really, my husband, you know, goes over and plays with them. And one cat's in the house, but the other one, Chester, got out.
First of all, I'm going to ask if the cat Chester is in any way, in any harm's way. Is this a house cat?
Yeah.
I mean, it's mainly a house? Okay. Has beautiful Chester come to any harm? They're saying no.
Good.
They're saying, as we speak now, the cat has not come to any harm. Okay, clear. Oh, I'm going to ask them if somebody has picked up the cat. Has somebody picked up the cat? Yeah, I get that somebody has picked up the cat. Okay, hang on. Is the cat still in their possession? Cat's still in their possession. Yes, yeah, so the cat's been gone since Saturday, you said.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you gone around to the neighbors?
Well, they're going to do that tonight.
Okay. Go. Not only that, if you can get some A4 pieces of paper and just, you know, you can even scan it or whatever, or just write out missing cat, whatever markings the cat has, you know, what colorings it has. Does it have a collar?
Yeah, he's a man. What do they call him? A Mancoon cat. He's all different colors. He's big and fluffy.
Like yeah, we used to call that a Harlequin or a calico. If it's orange or what, like you know,
right.
Like puzzle
right.
pieces or whatever. Okay, they're saying that the okay. I'm asking once again: is the cat still in the possession of these people that picked the cat up? Yeah, my next question was going to be whether the cat's in the RSPCA. Is the cat? No, they're saying the cat is not taken to an animal shelter or whatever. These people still have the cat, and they're saying to go around and ask different neighbors, and you could even go around when you walk around and put these A4 pieces of paper up on the trees or lampposts or things like that. Okay, but they want you to know that the cat is in good hands.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. They're saying the cat is not in any harm's way, and these people can see that it's a well-looked-after cat. It's not like it's a mongrel cat or a feral or a stray cat or something like that. And they have the Prosecutor Angel says it's safe.
He's a friendly cat.
Yeah. So they like the cat very much, but they're wondering, you know, they're just keeping it safe. And they're wondering, too, you know, what to do with the cat because it's only been a couple of days now, you know,
mm-hmm.
Sunday, Monday, now it's Tuesday. So I would really go out and canvass the area. And if, you know, if you don't get to the people's house, maybe a neighbor of theirs says, oh, you know, my neighbor such and such said, you know, they found this cat. Or it will just connect you with the cat, and hang up those posters as well.
Yeah, they didn't know if he went up on the boat, you know, because there was an empty boat next door and stuff like that.
Right. Well, I don't get the impression when I use my inner sight, I don't see him in the boat. He's not in the boat.
Yeah.
He's in a night. They're laughing. They're laughing because he's in a nice warm house. he's being petted and he's being fed and yeah, he's
probably
he's in the lab.
Somebody with kids.
Okay, I'll ask. Is this a family with children? They're saying yes.
Uh huh.
So anyway, the cat is well looked after.
Oh. Okay, can I ask you if there's any messages for me from my angels?
You sure can. Is there anything in particular that's been going on with you? Have you noticed any influences of the lunar eclipse?
Yeah, I feel like I've, like yesterday, like I was really down in a bad mood.
Thank you very much for confirming what I was feeling.
I didn't know if it was my coffee. But today I feel much better.
Yeah. Yesterday I said to my husband Pete, I said I don't know what's going on with me. I said I don't know why this is about a day ago. I don't know why I feel so emotional. I don't just feel so down. And I did a little bit of a ceremony, and I just said, okay, whatever angels, whatever God, I'm just surrendering it to you. And It was in the evening, and then I went to bed. I felt better. But when I woke up, I felt as if something had lifted.
Yeah, I don't. It must have been something about yesterday.
Yeah, something about maybe the residual from the moon, because the moon, a lot of times, that moon just it throws me off kilter, the energies of it. So, and I'm just shuffling the cards. So, anything else in particular been a concern?
I'm like working really hard on my spiritual journey for anything like to open, like the clairaudience, clairsentient, whatever. And I've been getting very, very frustrated. And I'm trying to trust more now because that's my issue.
Yeah. Well, this whole show is going to help you enormously, because a lot of people keep pushing things on how to be more spiritual instead of just allowing their spirituality to come out of them, because they're spiritual beings having a human experience.
I'm trying to let it go.
Let it go.
Let it flow.
Okay, let's go to the cards and then pull some cards for lovely Kate here. Okay, the first card that comes out for you is the Two of Swords. And then this is saying it could be this card could be read in a number of ways, and you were asking about your spirituality. There's something that's going to come up for you that you're going to have to make a choice about. Again, the posse of angels, do you know what that is in your life?
Could be job or husband. I don't know.
Okay. Let me just ask them. I think it's more like a job offer. Hang on. Is that a job offer that's going to be opening up for you? Is that going to be more than one job offer that's going to be offered? Yeah, they're saying that after, you know, praying and after, you know, wishing and visualizing and all of those wonderful things that you've been doing for a long time, they're saying that don't be surprised if you have more than one job offer come to you, and you're going to have to make a decision. It's a lovely decision.
But I'm not going to leave my job because I'm close to retirement.
Right. So they're saying that it's a choice. It's a choice that you're going to be making. And when we think about making choices, Kate, one of the choices that we have open to us is doing nothing.
Right.
It's not taking that thing that's on offer for us. Because all we are is free will and free choice, and for every choice that we make, there's always things which are going to be beneficial, and there are always going to be things that are a bit challenging for us. So anyway, they want you to know that there's going to be some choices that you're going to be making. The next one is the Page of Pentacles. This is definitely saying that that there's going to be possibly extra money coming your way. They're not saying in what form that's going to be, but stay present, stay in the moment, and there's going to be a message coming to you about an added, maybe it's a financial windfall, or it's extra in your pay packet, or there's some kind of extra. How many years do you have till retirement?
After this year, too.
Okay. There might be an opportunity where you are now to actually move up to go into another position within the organization you're in now. Because you've been there. You've been there for quite a long time. And so don't discount that. And you will make a decision whether you move up. It might entail more in your pay packet, but it also might entail more responsibility as well. That's just a thing to look out for, and they're saying just to be on the lookout for a message around more opportunity for more money coming in. And the next one, you've got two pages in a row, which shows movement in your life, ways that you can get your ideas and implement them. You know, people, the opportunities and the connections for people that are going to be coming to you to allow you to get your ideas out there. Do you do any writing, Kate?
Mm-mm, no, I do craft, jewelry,
okay,
and different
jewelry,
things.
Jewelry, craft.
I'm not
okay.
a writer.
Have you ever? You're not a, if, well, the Posse of Angels tell me that everybody is a writer. It's just that, that you know, they you know, whether you write or not, you know, we all have that inside of us. But whether we put pen to paper is two different things. But this is certainly an opportunity to get more of your imaginative abilities out there. Do you sell your crafts? Do you sell
yeah,
your jewelry?
Yes, I do. Right.
Okay. Well, they're saying that there might be more of an opportunity coming for you to get your crafts and your jewelry out there because they said, whether you know it or not, when you make your crafts and your jewelry, it's made with such a loving, spiritual intention behind it that when people do buy it and when people do wear it, they pick up the energy of that spirituality. So they're saying, don't you think that you're not spiritual because that's what you're putting into your jewelry?
Well, I do like Reiki infuse it.
Yes, there you go. Okay, that's what they were getting at,
uh-huh.
and they said, for somebody like you, that is saying that you're not spiritual enough, they laugh at that. They're not laughing at you. They're laughing. They're laughing with you because they say you couldn't be any more spiritual if you tried. Okay. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Kate.
Very much. Thank you.
All right. I'm sending you so much love. Look after yourself and have a glorious week. I'll speak with you soon.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Take care. Bye bye. Thank you, Kate. And that, and you know, her question about being more spiritual, that's what today's topic is today. We are all spiritual beings having a human experience, and we are trying to be that which we already are. Let's go to our next line caller, 562. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Yvonne.
Hi, Yvonne. Where are you calling from?
Long Beach, California.
Long Beach. You're a Cali girl like me. So, how
yes.
has life been for Yvonne?
Life's been good so far.
Good, good. And have you been listening to the topic of you are spiritual already?
Yes, I do believe that a lot.
Any specific questions you have for the Posse of Angels?
No, I just wanted a reading. I guess I'm not sure if you guys or if you do best with questions, so I just wanted a reading just to see what comes up.
Let's see what's going to come up for you. Usually the Posse of Angels like it when you give a particular area of your life that you have a question about, but if not, we can do a general reading. Is there any one area in particular which you want to center on?
I guess, I know it sounds so cliche, but I guess wondering about the man in my life, the love area.
Okay, all right, we'll ask about that. But and as I'm shuffling the cards, the Posse of Angels are asking me to ask you, how much time do you spend nurturing and nourishing yourself?
Lately, a lot.
Lately, a lot. Okay.
Yeah.
Have you noticed things, your reality changing as a result of this?
Yeah, it seemed like something's going on, but I'm not sure quite yet. So that's why I thought a reading would be best for me.
Okay. They're actually saying that the energies that you have been, and that's why they brought this up, the energies that you've been giving to yourself through nurturing and nourishing yourself is also nurturing and nourishing that love that's coming to you. They want everyone to know that we can't have that in front of us because of the laws of attraction that we don't have within us already. So that's why one of the first things that they tell me to tell my clients, to tell my listeners, is if you are nurturing and nourishing yourself, you are providing that love of self, that loving foundation inside, which is going to be like a beacon of light that draws that person to yourself. You don't have to search for them, and you certainly don't have to go out finding them, because once you are that same direct vibrational frequency that you're looking for, then like attracts like, and that's what you're doing now. So that's what you're feeling. You're feeling a little bit of opening as far as drawing a love to yourself. But they're saying also that to stay in the present moment, and you will see the signs very clearly when that person is attracted to you. I did shuffle. I promise I did shuffle. The first card is the Nine of Pentacles. And this is a beautiful card. Yes, it's about abundance. It's about money and riches and prosperity. But in this case, it's that feeling inside of you that you are independent, you're loving and whole in and of yourself. I don't know if you've had, like so many myself and so many other women, have had codependent and needy relationships in which we needed somebody in the past in order to save them, help them, enable them. But you've learned that lesson to allow somebody else to walk their journey, and now this feeling of abundance inside of you is creating a very different reality for yourself. Yvonne, so that's what you're feeling. That's a beautiful card to start off with. Oh, my gosh, the next one is a Pentacles as well, the Six of Pentacles. This is drawing to yourself somebody who is you going to be in a situation where you're going to be able to give to others monetarily. I just feel like this man is I'm not quite well off who's coming to you. Let me just ask the Posse of Angels. Hey, guys. Is this a very moneyed man? Oh, boy, they're going crazy. They're saying, yes, he is. Okay. Yeah, like a philanthropist or a very generous benefactor or something like this.
Is he in my life now? Or is he coming? Or
okay,
he
hang on.
have
I missed him? Where is he?
Okay.
No. Oh, boy, are they laughing. They love your excitement, and they're saying, no, he's not in your life now. Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. Has he been with... Well, I'm just going to ascertain something. Has this lovely gentleman... Has he been waiting for you? He's been waiting for you. See, he's been ready. Okay, hang on. Has he been ready and Yvonne hasn't been ready yet? Yeah. Up until recently, Yvonne, you were still not awake. Well, you were awakened and you were enlightened, but you really hadn't closed that door on... Still, sort of enabling or saving or that kind of a relationship. And now that you really turn the mirror back on yourself and nurturing yourself, your vibrational escrow, the vibrational energy inside of you, has really risen considerably. And this is going to be an easy fit. I mean, you're going to be able to find each other very easily. Of course, they're not going to tell you when, but they're pointing to him being a lovely benefactor of some sort. Oh, my gosh. And the last one, you got the trifecta. You got the Ace of Pentacles. Oh, my gosh. Got money, money, money. Got money, and then a new beginning around money.
Oh,
a new beginning around money, the Ace of Pentacles. That is some heck of a reading you just got there. So the new beginning is that the meeting of this, well, what they're telling me, a well-off gentleman, or that he's aligned with money, or and then this feeling of abundance inside of you. So the Posse of Angels, myself, are telling you, whatever you're doing, keep doing it.
Okay, great.
And this is wonderful. So I hope that's been helpful for you. What a reading.
Yes, I have to say, like, I kind of deserve it when you kind of put me up in the back, like, all the stuff you've been through. It's like, if he's coming, I deserve that one, Sophia.
And the Posse of it, I just got shocks from my head down to my tippy toes, and myself and the Posse of Angels are saying, Yvonne, you more than deserve this.
Yes, thank you so much.
It's time. Well, God bless you. I would love to know where your journey takes you. You can always send me an email to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for the reading. I appreciate it. And you enjoy your day, and God bless you.
Thank you so much. Lots of love. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So before your phone calls, I was speaking about how many people have asked me what they can do to be more spiritual. And the answer from the Posse of Angels is to do nothing but allow your spiritual nature to shine out of you. And as we discussed, things like knowledge of angels and tarot and crystals and astrology and past lives, well, all of these things are just external things that get us to redirect our focus on things that help us remember what already exists inside of us. Yet without mastery of the self, it's very easy to know all about spirituality and theory and experience very little of the practical nature of spirituality in our lives. I experienced this with clients in my healing practice when I first arrived in the States. I was surprised when I had many Reiki masters book sessions with me who had severe emotional and debilitating physical illnesses. You know, it seemed they were very good at telling others how to live their lives in joy and balance and peace and self-love, but they translated it not a bit to their own life. In other words, but not to walk the walk. You know, the Posse of Angels is making a list, and they're checking it twice. And while it's a bit too early for Christmas, this list has to do with not so much on being more spiritual, but on how to master ourselves in order to gain mastery over our lives. You know, number one is to follow one's truth. When we are firmly on our path of self-mastery, some people can take on an air of superiority when mastership has nothing to do with superiority over others. It has to do with connecting to the truth inside of us and living directly from our hearts. Truth for each one of us has to do with what resonates most with our heartfelt truth and then having the empowerment to live and reflect our truth to others, no matter what. Number two is aligning ourselves with our divine will inside. The more focus we give to following our truth inside, the more we align with our divine connection. And when we begin to accept that deep inside all of us is a spark of God's will, we start to get a glimpse into unlocking our unlimited potential inside, our divine, eternal, spiritual nature. Once you align yourself with God's divine will, you will experience a life of empowerment, of faith and trust. You know, listeners, when we commit ourselves to co-creating with the will of God, give our heart and our souls to God, know that we deserve the best in life. When we serve the best cause in life, and we know that we are a divine manifestation of God in physical form, and thus recognize our divinity, then we will be aligned with our spirituality. Number three is the practice of self-love is so important for us to create a world of love. Because we all come from the same divine source, it's our birthright to be a shining example of God's eternal love. This idea of self-love is one of the hardest for many to learn. Many people think that self-love means that we are selfish and arrogant and self-centered, but truly loving ourselves is all about honoring, respecting, and acknowledging who we are. For if you do not infuse yourself with love, how can you expect others to love you? Number four, once we've aligned ourselves with the God within, we begin to live a life based on faith. You know, faith is an unwavering knowing deep inside of ourselves, and it's something that develops with practice. You know, the Posse of Angels reminds us that in order to strengthen our faith, it's important to know deep in our hearts that we're never alone. We are always aligned with our angels and with God protecting us and guiding us for our own well-being. We're always where we're meant to be, and there are no mistakes. There's just our free will and our choices. And the deep knowing that we are all children of God gives us a sense that all our needs will be met, and our natural heritage and birthright is one abundant. You know, people who live in this unfailing faith know that whatever they draw to themselves is always there for our highest good. Therefore, it really doesn't matter so much what manifests in our lives. The pleasure of life is experienced in each moment that we live. And by living this way, one is excited and focused on living in the here and the now, and we don't waste our precious energies worrying about the future. Regardless of what occurs in your life, living with this kind of perspective is the difference between experiencing a life which is lived in peace and harmony and one lived in disillusion and disappointment, always surrounded by unfilled expectations. You know, everyone, mastering living a spiritual life, one joyfully accepts that whatever has shown up in the moment is perfection because everything comes from God. And even though things may not always turn out the particular way that we would like it to turn out, one who has allowed their spiritual essence to shine forth remains clear that something will always happen which is in our best interest because we are all children of God. And no matter what turns up, even if it's contrary to what we thought would appear in our reality, we're certain that as a spiritual being that we are under the most amazing, remarkable care and protection of God's love, and his protection and his deep heartfelt knowledge makes us the most spiritual that we can be. And that just about wraps up the show for today. Thank you to all of my lovely callers. Thank you to Ibitar. Thank you for your support. Thank you to Kate. Thank you for calling in. And lovely Yvonne and that beautiful reading with all of those pentacles and tumbling in for her, all that abundance. Thank you all for tuning into the program and your support, maybe listening live or listening to the archived shows on either the Blog Talk Radio site or downloaded from iTunes for free. Please don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you would like to receive my uplifting and enlightening Angel Healing House newsletter, please, you can send me an email to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And to purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my beautifully professionally recorded guided angel meditation CD entitled Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to the Angel Healing House website, www.angelhealinghouse.com. Also, if you'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling and Reiki healing session, either in person or in my office in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally, you can get healing. This can be done over the phone and using Skype as well. You can call myself, Candy Hoff, and at Angel Healing House at 831-277-3716. Or again, you can email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G-O-U-S-E.com. And until next time, listeners, allow your radiant light to shine forth and go out, and you fashion a beautiful life for yourself. Love and angel blessings. Have a glorious week. Take care. I'll speak with you next week. Bye.